It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Toonforce.
Well, a very pleasant good afternoon to you. This is Speak Out 2.0. We are live from the Laughlin Mall. It's a wonderific Wednesday, the 4th. That's right, the 4th of September already. Live from the Laughlin Outlet Mall. And our sponsors every single day that we're in here is Perkins Family Restaurant, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Bullhead Vape, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Atco Transmission and Auto Repair, and he's our next guest, Grand Liquidations, The Caring Crew, and Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. And you heard our phone number in the intro. It's 702-298-1063. And the mamas and the papas are in the background. And our first guest today is Robert Brandyfine. And Robert is with the Guardian Foundation. So, Robert, to listeners out there that have no clue, what is the Guardian Foundation?
Well, we're a boots-on-the-ground organization that goes out and feeds the homeless, but it doesn't stop there. We provide them with things that they need to survive out in the desert, tents, sleeping bags, and things like that. And then we
So right now you're giving them fans, right?
Yeah, fans and a lot of water. We're going through about 6-7 cases of water a day.
I'll bet. So you are unique because you actually, I don't know how your wife, you must pay your wife a couple $100 every day because your wife actually prepares these meals for the homeless and then you go down to community park and feed them.
Yeah, well, actually, I do all the cooking.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
I do all the cooking. But through our organization, we're about 40 strong in the coalition, as it were.
Right.
And each person goes out there and cooks whatever they're going to cook for that night, and they bring it out there. And so it's not like I'm cooking 7 days a week.
No, but you're doing how many days?
Yeah, a lot. I'm out there quite a bit.
Yeah. And I've had the opportunity. I think I did it a couple times for
yes.
you. But I don't cook, and everybody knows that. You know, for me, cooking is life cereal in a bowl. And so that doesn't work. But I think one time I did D'Angelo's, and then we did chicken.
You picked up D'Angelo's for me and took it out there.
Chicken at Smith's. Smith's, yeah. So, and it's kind of unique, you know. These are just people that are hungry, you know, and down on their luck.
Our little motto is nobody's going to go to bed hungry.
That's pretty good.
We also provide lunches for them.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, we've got a crews that go out there and do lunches, and we got crews that go out there and do dinners. So we're doing it twice a day, and we've organized ourselves to be an association and associated with a lot of the other organizations in town, the VRC, Catholic Charities, so that when something happens to some of these people that we can get them out of the park and get them jobs,
right?
We try to move them up and out.
So you work with Catholic Social Services.
Yes.
And then the Salvation Army is the showers in town, right?
Yes, I'm not sure what's going on with those, though.
They're back.
They are back?
Yeah. Yeah, because I was at a meeting last month.
Great.
And they're back in operation. I don't know why. Something wrong with my voice. They're back in operation, and they fixed them here. Well, they remodeled them and did a whole lot of work to them. But when I was at a meeting last month, they're back up and operating.
Good to know.
Yeah. So the homeless can go down there and smell clean when they leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think that's the only place in town where they can shower.
Well, yeah, and we've had some, one of our volunteers actually bought a pass to Davis Dam. And on a regular basis, she'll take them up to Davis Dam. They do their laundry, and they get a shower. And she'll bring them back to the parks.
Oh, okay.
So, and that was on her own. She just decided, I'm going to go ahead and do this because they need it.
Right, right, yeah.
But that was a blessing that we got from her.
Okay, that's awesome. So, so they can use those showers down there too then?
Yeah.
Okay. But still, that's a distance from Davis Camp all the way to the Salvation Army. So they've got to pick.
But they get a ride to Davis Camp.
Oh, they
Salvation
do?
Army, they'd have to walk.
Yeah. So who gives them the ride to
the woman that bought the passes.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yes.
Okay. That's pretty nice.
Yes.
And then, now, of course, Catholic Social Services, they've been on the show, but they're building the larger homeless center now.
Correct.
Which is being built just off of Miracle Mile and Oatman Road.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And as an organization, we are in full support of that. If as planned, if we don't have a job to do, then we're going to be happy. Because that means everybody's taken care of.
Right, exactly.
And whether they go down there or whatever they do. But we're also, like I said, our motto is nobody's going to go to bed hungry. So
right.
If there's somebody in these parks that need to be fed, we'll get them fed.
Yeah. I don't know that the new building is going to be feeding people all day long. I'm not sure. Have you heard that?
We've been involved in some meetings, and there's talks going on that there's going to be lunches and dinners being served.
But oh, okay.
However many people is going to be able to do that is
right.
still under looked at, being looked at.
Right. Okay. So, but the building has come along pretty good.
Yeah, it's getting up fast. I mean, it just depends on everything that goes on. I mean, we're hoping for a January, February opening.
Right. And that facility, I think, will be an opportunity for some of them to get out of the sun, but it's not going to be a home where they can stay permanently, is it?
No, I think there's going to be a 90-day day limit.
Yeah.
That they're going to have to do something.
Right.
They're going to have to find a job. They're going to have to get out and do something and or get an apartment or whatever is happening around town that they can do.
The thing that I'm finding is we have a lot of groups out there that are trying to help. But they want to give a hand up, and that's kind of what you guys are doing, giving them an opportunity to get up and out of the homelessness and get out of the environment that they're in and get back to a productive life.
Right.
You know, right now in our community, we're work poor. I mean, we have a lot of businesses out there looking for employees. So if they're physically and mentally capable of working, there's work available.
Right.
But for whatever reason, they don't have a home, which means they probably don't have a whole lot of clothes. And so, you know, the opportunity between the Guardian Foundation and Catholic Social Services is hopefully going to put some of those people back to work and get them back to a life of not living under a bush.
Right. And, you know, it's hard to send somebody out on an interview that hasn't had a shower in 3 or 4 days.
Exactly.
So we try, and we just got a girl a job at a local restaurant, and, you know, we cleaned her up, and we got her, and we actually had Bentley's hair service. They gave her a haircut.
Yeah, for free.
For free.
Yeah.
So that she'd look good to go to her interview.
Yeah, well, and that's what it's all about. I mean, people want to help people do better. The Colorado River Women's Council, they put on a program once a year called Women Helping Women. And they use a building in town. They bring in a ton of clothes, but they bring in somebody that can help them write a resume. They bring in somebody that can help them do their makeup. They do the same thing. Give them a haircut and get it done. Give them a nail, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They do all this. And most of these women that they work with come from from Safe House, but they also work with the Salvation Army, and they get some maybe that are off on the streets, and they get them into a facility, and they're there for the whole day, and they're pampered, and they're treated like they're not homeless, and they're not in a shelter, you know, and then they're given new clothes and whatnot, and so the whole idea is to get them out of that environment and back into society as a productive individual.
And we're opening up doors with them as well.
Good.
Just for that same reason, just to
get
people to get out of there.
Well, and maybe the same concept is possible for helping men, you know, mm-hmm. where you use maybe this same building that they use, only you do it for men. They're doing it for women, you know, and so it's working. I don't know how many years they've been doing it, 7 or 8, I believe. But it works for them. Every year they bring in about 20 women, and then they turn around, put them back out on the street, or put them back to work, and they've got new clothes, new hairdo, new nails, and the whole thing.
Right.
And they know how to write a resume, and they know, you know, they're taught, they're put through some fake interviews, you might say, how to interview and go through these questions and whatnot. So, because a lot of people out there, they don't have that skill, and so it helps them. So what nights are you feeding the homeless?
Oh, I'm down there for sure on Wednesday nights, Friday lunches, and then sometimes Saturday nights as well, depending on Deacon John is one of our servers, and sometimes we go out there and just hang with him.
He lives in Kingman, right?
No, he's right here in Bullock.
Oh, why did I think he was in Kingman?
He's up in the Parkway.
Oh, okay.
In fact, next week we've got a Girl Scout troop coming out. And they're going to serve cookies and milk.
Oh, good.
On Deacon John's Friday that he serves dinner.
Okay.
And they like to do that once or twice a year. And, of course, you know, everybody loves Girl Scout cookies.
Well, and it opens their eyes up to a different area of our society that they may not see every day.
Right.
You know, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, for the most part, they live in a nice home. They go to school every day. And so they haven't been exposed to that. I personally take my granddaughter and her cousin every year when D'Angelo's feeds the homeless down on Thanksgiving.
Christmas Eve, yes.
And we go down to the park, and I make them stand there and serve the homeless there.
I've been there the last couple of years.
They have a different appreciation for people that are out on the streets after that. So let us take a break. We're going to come back and chat some more with Robert, and this is Speak Out 2.0.
WARMC is listening to our community. Hello, I'm Dr. Nathan Weaver with Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. WARMC heard the call for orthopedic surgeons and has created a team of bone and joint specialists. As part of this team, I can help you with your joint pain at Western Arizona Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. WARMC is bringing more doctors to serve you locally and keep you close to home. Call us at 763-2273, 763-CARE, and we do at WARMC.
Welcome back to Perkins. What are we thinking?
Well, this new pot roast menu has me thinking about my mom's pot roast.
Honey, fancy meeting you here.
Weird. It has me imagining her, too.
I think that's really her.
Think she's following me?
Enjoy the taste of your home at our home. Introducing Perkins' new pot roast menu featuring pot roast stroganoff, fajita breakfast quesadilla, and more. Starting at $8.99. It's the new pot roast menu for a limited time only at Perkins.
Let's face it, weekly shopping in Laughlin isn't exactly a breeze. Thankfully, the solution to your aches and pains has arrived. The Caring Crew. Specializing in delivery and home care, the Caring Crew is dedicated to accomplishing the everyday tasks you can't live without. Grocery runs, medicine pickup, mail pickup, doctor visits, even light work around the house, all on a monthly basis. Enjoy retirement. The crew will take care of the rest. The Caring Crew. Now serving the Laughlin area. Give them a call. 515-205-8635.
Your car is something you simply can't function without. So when your vehicle stops working as it should, you need a dependable auto repair shop to get to the bottom of the problem as quickly as possible. Family owned and operated, ATCO Transmissions and Auto Repair is the shop to trust. Serving Bullhead City, Arizona. Whether your car is in need of a minor fix or an extensive overhaul, ATCO Auto is known for giving your vehicle the full attention until it's running the way it should be. That's backed by customer reviews. ATCO Auto Repair, the big blue building off of Hancock and the 95, right behind Hobby Lobby, Bullhead City.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is a 4-star skilled nursing facility designed to help patients with their long and short-term skilled nursing needs. Legacy prides itself on its attention to details and individualized care. Stop by and see for yourself. Legacy is under new management and is locally owned and operated. The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, 2812 Silver Creek Road, or call 763-1404. Don't miss a beat. Get back on your feet with Legacy Rehab.
We're back on Speak Out 2.0. It's your talk show. You're the listeners. If you've got to call in, you can do that, 702-298-1063. Every day the show is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Bullhead Vape, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Atco Transmission and Auto Repair, Grand Liquidations, The Caring Crew, and Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. We're visiting today with Robert Brandyfine, and Robert is with the Guardian Foundation, and now this is your second or third year doing the walk.
Second year.
So one of the things that unfortunately happens in our community, well, kind of happens everywhere, is suicides. And so Robert and his team have put together a suicide prevention walk. And when's the walk?
The walk is this Monday, September 9th, at 5 o'clock. We're suggesting get there about 4 o'clock so you can get signed up because there's been a great social media interest in it.
Good, good. And where do you, where's everybody meet?
Oh, it's at Ken Frogarth Park at 2255 Train Road.
Right by the
road,
pool. Right, yeah.
Splash pad and pool.
Yep. And so they meet at Ken Frogarth Park. They sign in. And are you going to have a easy up or something where they can find you to?
Yeah, we're going to take over the whole park. But
oh.
there will be registration tables there because we need to have you registered.
Okay.
There's going to be also, there's going to be about 10, for lack of better words, using as vendors.
Oh, good.
There, but they're all mental health providers.
Ah, okay.
So, like, just to name a few, you know, Southwest Behavioral, North Country. Talus Harbor is going to be there, Taros Crisis, Mojave Mental Health, and some veterans resources are going to be there.
Okay.
And we do have this new pharmacy that opened up, the DeFleet Pharmacy.
The Flat.
The Flat.
Right.
I'm sorry. And they're just going to be, you know, giving out and giving information so that maybe people can go over there and help, you know, and that are in need of prescriptions.
Okay. All right. So besides a walk, there's going to be some great information for people that might have some issues on how to
take your life. And we're also going to have 4 or 5 testimonies.
Okay.
So people will be there, and they're going to be giving their testimonies on how they survived or how they felt after a loved one committed suicide.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, we're going to have D'Angelo's there with food.
Good. Of course, yeah. I had a cousin who his son took his life. His son had had a lot of mental issues and difficulties growing up, but he was in his 20s. And I was fortunate that I was going to be in California for something else at the same time for the funeral. And when I went to the funeral, it was at this huge park, church in Cyprus. And there was like 300 or 400 kids in there that were all in their 20s. So the only thing I could say to my cousin was, you know, I know you and your wife are going to beat yourself up forever. Why didn't he say something to you? Why didn't he come to you? But you got to remember one thing. He didn't go to any of those people either.
Right.
And there was 300 or 400 of them that all knew him. And he knew them. So it's almost as if when they get to that moment, they forget their family. They forget their friends. So the key is don't let them get to that moment.
Yeah. Well, it's an internal battle.
Yeah.
And we've got to let them know that's what we want to do. We want to let them know that there's somebody to listen.
Yeah.
There's somebody that you can tell your story to. And, in fact, the slogan for our walk is semicolon, our story's not over yet.
Yeah.
So that's it. You got to know that there's somebody out there listening to you.
Right. Well, and you talked about all those mental health agencies, Mojave Mental Health, Southwest Behavior, Talus, and North Country. They're experienced in this stuff.
Right.
And it's not just community do-gooders. These guys are the pros. They know how to work with somebody who's on the edge or somebody who has thought about it once or twice, but now I'm okay. You know, Mel, maybe you need to talk to somebody again. So those are the professionals that can help them and get them through this. So if somebody wants to walk or donate something, or are you going to have raffle prizes or anything?
No, it's just going to be. Right. We are giving out T-shirts, bracelets and temporary tattoos.
Okay.
For those, as long as they last. So that's what I'm saying. Getting there about 4 o'clock is going to be a good thing. And they can call me at 949-275-6638 to see if more information or to see if they want to maybe help volunteer with something we might need at the last minute.
Well, and not just the walk, but if someone's listening to this and they thought, well, I don't mind cooking for the homeless one night or this night or something.
That too.
You know, they can call you about that and sign up to
That too. We can add you or, you know, see how you're going to work out and fit into the schedule.
So what are you cooking tonight?
We're going to have pork chops and vegetables.
Oh, my gosh.
And, oh, yes. The lady I have helping me on Wednesday night, she used to own a restaurant.
Wow.
And I give her stuff when it's like her trade-off of night to do it.
Right.
And even though I'm there,
yeah,
she just does amazing food.
Fantastic. So these guys are eating pretty good then.
Yeah, they're spoiled.
Yeah. Well, but that's okay. You know, that they need that in their life once in a while.
Yeah. I mean, this happens 7 days a week
at
dinner time.
That's totally awesome. I mean, what you guys are doing is fantastic. So, Robert, thank you so much. Give your phone number one more time in case somebody wants to volunteer to either help feed the homeless or maybe donate something to the homeless. You carry clothes in your truck. I've seen your truck.
Yeah.
Your truck's got tents and clothes and water bottles. And maybe someone just wants to donate a case of water to you.
Right. That's 949-275-6638. We're on Facebook.
The Guardian
Foundation. And we're also the Guardian Foundation BHC.org.
Okay.
Website. Yeah, the website. Right. And there's also tabs on there, of course, to click for donations.
Okay.
If they're not in the area, they want to donate.
And you said you're about 40 strong, but I know Deacon John's on there, and, of course, Dave Lipinski and C.J. Kelly.
Uh-huh.
Some people that are known around town have taken this on. It's not just, you know.
I mean, we're serious.
Yeah. You are serious. No kidding.
We're serious.
You're feeding lunch and dinner 7 days a week. You're real serious.
Right.
So, Robert, thanks so much. We appreciate it, and I'm going to see. Hello there. I'm going to see you Monday night, and I'm going to come down there, and I'm going to walk, and maybe I'll challenge Chaz Martinez to get out there and walk too.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you.
Vaping eliminated Tim's 40-year smoking habit, and with his wife, Cody, they're letting our community know vaping works and changes lives. Bullhead Vape is a friendly and comfortable environment where you're taken care of, and they know just how to get you set up and going. Bullhead Vape Shop hosts an unparalleled selection of e-liquid, incredible hardware, customer loyalty punch card, and daily specials. Two awesome locations open between, well, let's say between 10-ish and 7-ish. Across from Maverick on the 95 in Fort Mojave, and across from Coyote Cafe on the 95 Bullhead City.
There is a unique opportunity for you right now at Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. It is the perfect time to purchase a new 2019 Santa Fe or Tucson with 0% interest in payments for 72 months. Plus, they come with America's best 100,000-mile warranty, 0% interest, and a 100,000-mile warranty. Awesome! Ask about the third row larger Palisade. See the SUV selection at Martin Swanee Hyundai, Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswanneehyundai.com.
Come on, boy. Ready?
Meet Tom.
There you go, Rufus. Bring it back now.
Tom saves money on everything Rufus loves by using his Co-op Connections card.
Oh, now that's a good boy. You want another treat?
Saving money on your pets is easy with Co-op Connections. Get discounts on veterinary visits, toys, grooming, and prescriptions.
Come on, boy. Bring it home now.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Tom and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Your car is something you simply can't function without. So when your vehicle stops working as it should, you need a dependable auto repair shop to get to the bottom of the problem as quickly as possible. Family-owned and operated, ATCO Transmissions and Auto Repair is the shop to trust. Serving Bullhead City, Arizona. Whether your car is in need of a minor fix or an extensive overhaul, ATCO Auto is known for giving your vehicle the full attention until it's running the way it should be. That's backed by customer reviews. ATCO Auto Repair, the big blue building off of Hancock and the 95, right behind Hobby Lobby, Bullhead City.
Not too many people are fans of bed bugs, termites, spiders, or scorpions. homeowners that see them, call Barron Pest Solutions. With over 50 years' experience, Barron Pest Solutions are the professionals when it comes to pest removal and preventing them from returning. If you have critters around your home that you want gone, call Barron at 758-5499. Monthly services are available, even for the winter visitors. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
Oh, I can see clearly now.
I can see clearly.
Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm Larry Toonforce, your host, each Monday through Friday from 12 to 1. The program is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Bullhead Vape, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Grand Liquidations, The Caring Crew, and Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, and ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair. And now in the studio is Mr. ATCO, Joe. How are you, Joe?
I'm doing good.
Joe Patterson, the owner of ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair. Because you started off in just one building doing transmissions, huh?
Yes.
And then did you bump into Jeff and he needed a job or what?
Yeah, basically, we'd run into him, and he did such a good job. You know, when we had actual auto work to do, he was working for somebody else, but he'd give us pointers on what to do. And then eventually I hired him, and we got so busy up on top doing auto work, it takes a lot more room for auto repair because people come in from windshield wipers to you name it, you know. So. And he did so good, and the building next door to me became open.
Yeah.
So I leased it and put him down there, and he's fantastic.
Yeah. So you got these two blue buildings right behind Hobby Lobby. You're up on the hill a little bit, so you can see everybody. You can look over the town, I guess.
Yeah.
So transmissions in your building, right?
Yeah, we do transmissions, transfer cases. Basically, the part behind the motor.
Right.
The shop below with Jeff does everything except for wheel alignments, and including rear ends and differentials.
Wow.
And
he's doing it all.
Yeah, he just don't do tires or alignment. We send them down to the tire
Ron's,
people, to Ron's.
And then I just saw on Facebook he's looking for another mechanic.
Yeah, we had a mechanic just yesterday. We had one of our employees went off somewhere else and, you know, out of town. And so he let us know yesterday. So we have
that he was leaving at the end of the day?
Well, it was in the middle of the day, but it was early enough that Jeff, I noticed, I looked online and he's already got somebody.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good. You
know, no, I'm looking for somebody.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He said he had two or three people already interested in, but it's a crying shame. The gentleman that's leaving was, you know, darn good at line mechanicking as far as doing everything. You know,
right.
we have a wiring expert down there, and a lot of people have electronic issues in their cars, and including me in transmissions.
Yes.
You know, so he's an expert at that. The one that's leaving, he's a line mechanic, which means you can throw a water pump or anything at him. He does it. In lickety split and does a good job. And
good.
Whoever we hire, we have four people down there, so it isn't the end of the world. So, but it is going to be a loss, but we'll find somebody qualified.
That's a busy little shop to have four people in.
Well, yeah, they've got them lined up. You know,
yeah.
You've seen the parking lots.
I know.
It's like,
you drive by and you see three or four cars outside. They're waiting in line to get in.
Yeah, we have a parking lot. It holds probably 30 cars,
right.
and then we have the downside with a whole another 10.
Yeah.
But we're going to go over and ask Hobby Lobby if we can switch parking lots with them.
You need more space.
Yeah.
That's perfect. Yeah. I'm sure they'll jump right over that.
Yeah. They're pretty nice down at the old Kmart.
Yeah.
They say we can park our overdraft there during the day.
Oh, okay. Good.
So, and we do park down there. We have
sometimes
rigs
have
with
to.
Trailers and trucks and stuff. Sometimes but we always make sure they're out of there at night. You know,
good.
You can't take advantage of that.
Yeah. All right. So now if somebody's listening and they've got some mechanic skills or they know somebody who does, what number do they call to get a hold of Jeff and say, hey, interview me?
Yeah, that's 928-444-1155 and ask for Jeff.
Right. Okay. So that's the it's a little bit lower than your store, your shop, huh?
But yeah, we're up on the hill.
So, yeah.
Yeah, then it seems like we're the upper crust, you know what I mean? I've done transmissions all my life, and so that's how I ended up here. I've been in it since I was a kid. So I've got 50 years, you know, doing what I'm doing.
So how did you pick transmissions? You're not doing tune-ups, you're not doing overhauls, but you just got into just the transmission.
Well, that's what my dad did. You know, my dad went into Chevrolet right after he got out of the service, and there was a calling for transmissions, and he learned what they had to know, and he went off into transmissions back in the, you know, late 40s
day,
and 50s,
huh?
And he's had a transmission shops his whole life, and I went right into it after him.
Okay.
And he had a string of shops in Washington and Oregon for years. And
he wasn't AMCO, was he?
No, it's ATCO, before AMCO.
I know.
AMCO was around later on. It became a big franchise.
Right.
And no, it was ATCO. It stands for Automatic Transmission Company.
Oh, okay.
My dad started that, you know, way back when, and I just kept it going after that. My dad got out of the transmission business probably in the, I don't know, he was jumping in and out in the 80s and 90s, you know. But I had a string of shops in Oregon and Washington myself, and
oh.
I retired in 07. I thought, this is it. I'm rich, you know. And it didn't last long. When I went to, I had a string of cars, and I had shops sold on balloon payments and whatever.
Right.
And then the economy crashed 3 months after I retired, 07. 08,
yeah.
The big thing happened.
Oh, yeah.
People dropped out of the balloons. My property values went
in the
stupid.
Yep.
I bought this big $200,000 motorhome that was worth $25,000 a month later. You know, nobody wanted a motorhome.
That's right.
They just, fuel went up to $5.50, $6 a gallon.
Yeah.
We'd moved to Quartzsite with that motorhome and set up big tents. We were going to do that in the winter, you know, in Quartzsite, sell
right.
stuff. And we went to L.A. District and got all this stuff, and we were doing really well. And then that economy crashed.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, you know, it was the end of the world, you know. And I eventually realized I screwed off for a couple of years and did what I did, spent too much money, and then I went up to Colorado. My brother had a shop up there, and I went up and helped him.
And didn't you gain a lot of weight then?
Yeah, I got real fat, too.
Yeah.
I got up to 250 pounds, you know, and I'm down to 185 now.
I know. Did you go to the gym every day?
I went to a doctor for something stupid, and the first thing they do is weigh you and check your blood pressure. Well, my blood pressure was, you know, halfway good. I always get nervous going to a doctor, and a few minutes later they measured again. It was good, but he told me, the nurse told me I weighed 249 pounds, and I thought, wow, that is unforgivable, you know. And I had a buddy at that time, and we both joined the gym the next week, and
yep.
I lost 70 pounds in 3 months.
I know.
But I'd go to the gym for 4 hours at a time on the treadmill.
Wow.
That's all I did was treadmill.
4 hours?
I'd watch football games, everything. I just, you know, I started out low, you know, and now I still go to the gym every day,
right.
Monday through Friday. But I do 15 minutes is all on the
right.
treadmill. But we got it up to the highest level, and we kick out, you know.
You still go with the same friend?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, my best friend.
Yep.
And
you guys were in there for an hour every day?
Yeah. Hour and a half every day. You used to go to the same gym.
I used to, but then I injured my arm, and I was told to stay out of the gym. And
well, you're still looking good. You're not all big and fat.
I try to walk 5 miles a day.
My trouble is if I don't go to the gym, everything I eat goes on, you know. So, and I like to go swimming a lot and go to the, you know, we got a boat and we go out. And
so you
got
to look good.
No, you can't be. You can't, you know, I turned 65 last month.
I turned 65 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
The only good part of that is I get Medicare.
Yes, yes. There's an advantage. There is an advantage.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, let's talk about the transmission, because I heard you say at one point in time, like every 60,000 or so, you need to take it in and just have it tuned up?
Well, you know, if you have an older car and it's kicking 110,000, 120,000 miles, definitely get in and get it serviced, you know. But truly, a person should service their tranny at least every 40 or 50,000 miles.
Okay.
I mean, that's... but most people never touch the tranny until they have a problem, and
right.
then they wonder why it costs them so much. We run a special there all the time on your regular two-wheel drive vehicles, you know, for $99 and $3 tax. That's fluid filter, pan gasket, run the scanner, do everything. And if you do that to your transmission and do it consistently, you'll save yourself $2,500, $3,000.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's pretty basic.
So $100 every 40,000 or 30,000.
Yeah, you're doing oil change every 3,000.
Right.
Figure every 10 or so oil changes, just run it in a couple hours, boom, you got a service, and it will really save you. You know, there's, I'm as bad as anybody else on maintenance, you know what I mean? But it's pretty easy for me. I just tell my guys to do it.
But, the next car happens to be mine. Pull that right in there.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. But it's harder for me to get any work done at my other shop because they're so busy all the time. I feel like, you know, I get oil leaks and I do this and I'm on the last of the list.
Right.
You know, it's like they're trying to...
You can't squeeze it in there.
Well, they say they're trying to make me money, you know. But it's a bummer sometimes.
Yeah,
you know?
It is. No but, kidding.
But we have been, you know, this summer has been extremely hot, you know, in the shops. You know, we have... they're nice-looking buildings, you know.
Right, but they're still metal buildings.
That's right. We keep painted floors, and we try and keep them clean. We mop, we everything. But like you said, there's no insulation. They're metal buildings, and I painted them dark blue like Napa, you know, and people would wonder why in the heck I did that. And the, you know, when it's that hot, you know why you did it, because you're stupid.
Yeah. You know?
But it is we have swamp coolers.
Right.
It keeps the air.
Yeah.
This time of year, it's you might as well not have nothing.
Right.
You
they
know,
don't do a
couple
thing.
Of fans. Yeah. But you gotta give it to them. They persevere.
Yep.
We had one fella. We have an R&R man that takes them out and puts them in at our shop. We normally have two.
Okay.
And one ended up getting married and going off. My grandson... he runs the shop for me when I'm not there. His name's Skippy, and anybody calls there, Skippy will answer, and he's sharp. But anyway, we hired a new guy this last week, and it was like 118 out that day or something. He came in one day and worked for a little while, and the next day he came in, and it was around noontime. He just threw his tools down and said, I quit.
Oh,
he said,
no.
He said, this is too repetitive for me, and he left, you know. It's a, and you couldn't blame him. It's so darn hot, you know. If you're, we have built up a tolerance, you know. When I moved here, I'm from Washington State.
Yeah.
And we lived in our motorhome behind the shop for the 6 months. We opened up in, like, January. And
what year? What year was that?
2012. Early 2000, you know, 2012 January, and we lived in the motorhome behind the shop, and my wife would cook me food and right there on the barbecue and everything, which was really good, you know, and air conditioning was great. Well, I got around April, May, started getting hot. June was so hot, and that year it was 129 or something stupid.
Now, does your wife say to you, why did you come here?
Well, you know, I did it for her, actually, when it all comes around to it. But we didn't get out of there till like July something. We end up leasing the house, and since then we bought, but it was such a relief. I mean, you couldn't imagine. Those air conditioners in motorhomes don't work that good around here.
Nope.
We were behind that
big metal building. Yeah,
big metal building, and it was pretty darn hot.
I'll bet.
And it took a couple of years to acclimate yourself to that kind of
heat. Oh, yeah, it does.
I get up in the morning, and I still shake my head, you know, when I go in there. It's good till about 9 o'clock, and then it's But I think another month and we'll be back to.
Oh, yeah. We should be fine by the first of October.
I keep saying that, you know. It's like, we got a pool at home and everything, but it'll do you no good when you're there in the
shop. I know. Well, then we had that rainstorm come through the last week with the little monsoon, but it was like here and gone. I mean, it didn't do much.
Yeah, that happened at 11 o'clock at night.
No, who cares at 11 o'clock at night?
I was, in fact, I was here at the movie.
Yeah,
and I went to the late movie to see Gerard Butler.
Oh, okay.
And I walked, and they blocked off the mall, and I parked in front.
In front, so you had to walk all the way around.
So I went around the building. I walked out at 11 something at night, opened that door in the back there. You got to walk clear around. It's a long way around that building, and the lightning was hitting. It was, and the rain was coming down. You know that lightning's pretty scary when you stand next to a
metal building. And this mall is a big metal building.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah. And on that back side, if you're going to go to a late movie around here, you got to remember park in the rear. You don't park in front. We normally go to the early movie.
Right.
But it was a late movie, and I didn't realize they blocked off everything.
Yeah, so. They closed it. Well, the rest of the mall is closed except the theater.
Right, the theater. You know?
And so they can kind of like usher you out the back door.
It really freaked my wife out, that lightning. You know, it's like. You hear too many stories.
Yeah, and she was calling you all kinds of names for parking in the front, huh?
She does anyway.
Now, your wife has a CDB business.
CBD, yes.
CBD.
Yeah, she's across from Terrible Herbs down there, and she's doing really well at that. So it's something we started this year.
Right.
And she got into it because she had sore, like an arthritis thing. She started using it. Next thing you know, I didn't even know what it was. She got me into it, and next thing you know, we're full-blooded into CBD, you know.
Yeah.
So,
and she's doing that now 5 days a week?
6 days a week.
6 days a week.
Well, we have an employee comes in on Saturday, so we can go boating. I can only do so much.
That's right. What about seal transmissions? Do you unseal them and take them apart and rebuild them?
I do all transmissions, yeah.
Okay, because I know I've walked in there and seen you've had transmissions all apart, and you're like, oh, I'm not, because I know how to start my car.
Yeah.
I can put gas in it.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's about it, you know.
That's all I've done my life is, my whole life is take transmissions apart and put them back together, and we get them in, you know, that's what I do every day.
Right. So no matter what transmission, no matter what vehicle it's in, they can open it up and...
Yeah, exactly. Of course, it helps if they're broke down to begin with. You know, you don't want to touch them, but...
Right.
Yeah, so. we do that 5 days a week.
Wow, okay. All right. So, again, the location is you're right behind Hobby Lobby, which everybody in Bullhead City knows where Hobby Lobby is.
Well, right across from the old Kmart.
Right.
The two big blue buildings on the hill.
Okay.
And, 5 days a week, and Jeff runs auto repair. Jeff Glaze at the auto repair shop, and I'm up at the transmission shop. If you go online in here and put repair transmissions or auto repair, you'll see we'll pop up there at Co.
I'll bet.
And we try and keep our. If you look on our Yelp report and everything, we don't have no bad stuff on there.
Good.
We make sure our reputation is everything.
Well, and like you said, you know, you keep a clean store, a clean shop and everything. I think we might have a caller with a question. Do you have a question?
Yeah, Larry, you had a really good question about sealed transmissions, but the manufacturers recommend 100,000 miles to change the tranny fluid, like on a Chrysler 200, for example, and... You know, any mechanic looks at me and they go, well, you don't have to do it until 100,000 miles. And I'm like, well, we're in extreme heat, and I've got 75,000 miles. So what do you say?
Okay.
I say, the company's going to tell you they don't worry about it because their warranty ends at 100,000. If anybody knows that the best way to do anything is to... I'm not real good at talking too good, but as far as
precautionary,
you can always be, you know, don't listen to the dealer. They used to say when the warranty was at 36,000, they used to say 40,000 to do a service.
Yeah.
That's what they say in the book. And the And then they come up with 75,000 warranties, and they tell you to do your maintenance at 75 or 80,000. Well, you know, it isn't true.
Okay.
If you do them, the main thing is it isn't the fluid that goes bad, it's a filter. And
okay.
Most trannies that do have a problem, it's because the filter plugs up, and that's caused by debris coming off clutches just a little bit. And what a filter is in a transmission is basically a cloth built in a metal base.
Right.
And your fluid shoots through it, and it pulls it up just like a pump filter, but off your swimming pool or anything else.
It eventually gets plugged
up.
Yeah,
you can just get them, and you're going down the road, and it don't get the flow it should, which causes low pressure, which it burns them up.
Uh-huh.
If you change that, you know, for $100 every 40 or 50,000 miles, it's almost stupid not to do
it. Yeah.
Because 9/10 of cars that go bad, it's because of bad, especially on Chryslers, you know.
Yeah.
Chryslers, and they have a thinner filter than most, you know, and it's so easy to take care of. Electronics is another thing that goes bad, but it there's nothing you can do about that. You know, electronics is
right.
Something you... We do
do
free code reading anytime somebody has a check engine light on their car.
Yeah.
For automotive, for transmission, or whatever. It all comes down to check engine. And if you get a light on your dash, automatically go to any place that can read those codes and let you know what it is. We don't charge for doing it.
Okay.
And I believe you can even go to AutoZone and they'll read them for you.
Okay.
But don't just drive when that
yeah.
light comes on. It
There's
means
a reason.
Something's wrong.
Yeah.
And a lot of times they'll get a sensor out or something, or a speed sensor or something.
Yeah.
It's something easy to fix. And if you drive them that way for any length of time, sometimes it's warning you of something catastrophe and you're
exactly.
not doing nothing about it.
Yeah. Joe, thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate it, Larry.
Well, you know, we learned something today. Thank you for sponsoring our show.
All right.
And I tell all the listeners out there, when they stop by one of these sponsors, be sure and tell them. So next time somebody walks in and says, I need my transmission fixed, and I heard you on the radio.
Yeah, you guys come in and see me.
All right.
And I'll tell you about Larry.
Thanks, Joe.
Grand Liquidations is open to save you money. You save up to 50% and more on everything in the store. Overstocked quality merchandise, furniture, snack foods, toys, bedding, tools, different size barbecues, floor appliances and countertop appliances, plumbing supplies, and more. Stop in today. See the wide selection. You'll be shocked at how much you save throughout the store. Grand Liquidations, 2561 Highway 95 in Bullhead City, squeezed in between Circle K and 4.
You've seen the building on Silver Creek Road for years, but what do they do at the Legacy Rehab and Care Center? They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy, and an expert nursing staff who will help you successfully transition home after a hospital stay. The Legacy is designed to help patients with skilled nursing needs in a home-like environment. Stop by and check them out. The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, 2812 Silver Creek Road, under new management, locally owned and operated.
Nasty bugs in your home or business? No fun. Baron Pest Solutions can solve your problem. Pet-friendly treatment that turns bugs, termites, spiders, and scorpions away from your home or business. The last thing you want is visitors or customers seeing something crawling across your floor. Call Baron Pest Solutions today. Bugs gone tomorrow. How simple is that? Call 758-5499. Baron Pest Solutions, solving your bug problems. Baron Pest Solutions, quality, experience, family.
There is a unique opportunity for you right now at Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. It is the perfect time to purchase a new 2019 Santa Fe or Tucson with 0% interest in payments for 72 months. Plus, they come with America's best 100,000-mile warranty, 0% interest, and a 100,000-mile warranty. Awesome! Ask about the third row larger Palisade. See the SUV selection at Martin Swanee Hyundai, Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswanneehyundai.com.
Welcome back to Perkins. What are we thinking?
Well, this new pot roast menu has me thinking about my mom's pot roast.
Honey, fancy meeting you here.
Weird. It has me imagining her, too.
I think that's really her.
Think she's following me?
Enjoy the taste of your home at our home. Introducing Perkins' new pot roast menu featuring pot roast stroganoff, fajita breakfast quesadilla, and more. Starting at $8.99. It's the new pot roast menu for a limited time only at Perkins.
Joe saw an old boat for sale on the side of the highway. It looked decent until he saw that nasty-looking interior. Joe made a lower-than-asking price offer, and he got the boat. He took it to the upholstery shop in Bullhead City. They did the carpet, engine cover, seats, and rails inside the boat look like new. In just a few days, the boat's value increased right along with Joe's ego. Take it to Dave Miner at the upholstery shop. Highway 95 across from Carl's Jr. in Bullhead City. It's worth the drive.
Thank you for being a friend.
We're back on Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm Larry Toonforce, your host, and the show is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, where you can get a great breakfast, lunch, or dinner, whatever you want. And you can also take home a pie or cookies or muffins or brownies, and they're so good. Somebody was just telling me about the pie the other day. A Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City, where physical therapist is available if you need some in-facility therapy. You can't go there, go to a therapist. You would need to be in the building. And, of course, they have rooms for that. And then they can also do occupational and speech therapy. And they're a skilled nursing facility. So stop by and take a tour sometime. You never know when you're going to need Legacy Rehab and Care Center. Bullhead Vape, their doors are open, so you can close the door on smoking. That's right. 160 quality liquids they have there. So, and the hardware to go with it. They're right across the street from Coyote Cafe in Bullhead City. Check out Bullhead Vape. Mojave Electric Cooperative, where it's cool shade time, starting the 11th of this month through the 24th. You can stop by the office on Hancock Road and buy your trees, and then you pick them up on the 9th of November. And that's at Mojave Electric Cooperative. And while you're there at the office on Hancock Road, get your free co-op connection card. Barron's Pest Solutions, where if you find bugs or spiders or scorpions or termites or bees around your home and you don't want them anymore, you call Barron's and they'll take care of that for you. Barron's Pest Solutions. Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, where they've got that new Palisade. We've talked to Nick about it a couple times. It's as big as a Tahoe. It's got three huge seats in there, but you can only pay $60,000 for it. It's, you know, you can load it up with all the bells and all the whistles, and it doesn't cost more than $60,000. If you're thinking about a new big SUV, you better head up to Martin Swanee and test drive that puppy. ATCO Transmission, we visited with Joe for the last 20 minutes here. You know all about their tranny repair, tune-ups, rear ends, you name it, brakes, oil changes, they do it all right behind Hobby Lobby, the two big blue buildings there. Grand Liquidations, I was just in there the other day seeing Denny, and I'll tell you, his inventory changes every single day. Furniture, they've got all kinds of it in there for your front yard, for your backyard, for the inside of your house, bedroom sets, you name it. Also, the Caring Crew, they take good care of you. They'll go grocery shopping for you, pick up your meds, do your home projects. Call the Caring Crew if you need a little bit of help. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, where they have four new doctors to serve you, plus a quick care out in Fort Mojave. Call 763-CARE if you need a little bit of help. That's going to can it for the tuna today. I'm just about out of here. Tomorrow we have Bullhead City Manager Toby Cotter here for an entire hour. We're going to talk about everything going on in Bullhead. Join us tomorrow. We'll see you then.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.